This is Gage from Gaming with Gage and Friends. Check us out at gamingwithgage.com. But now, you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system. With Chris Berlew as the GM, and also the droids 11D4 and R3A1.
I'm supposed to just meet back at the warehouse.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
I don't know if we should be offended.
Kaylee Jung as the Mandalorian, Bree.
Sneaking is not really our forte.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
You're going to have to take that rodent to go, Master.
Episode 805, The Fox. The crew had been told that they should seek out a woman known as The Fox so they could become whole again. They finally have found the subject of their hunt, but after the loss of Zaun and the departure of their Mandalorian friend, can even an old friend help heal all the damage that the crew has taken?
Let's roll the Destiny Pool.
Two light side.
I got two light side.
One light side.
One dark side.
Ooh.
Yeah. Quint, you are hunting. Please roll me a survival check.
Oh, I'm not bad at survival. Is this a hard check, a normal check?
I think this is pretty rough landscape, so let's go with 3 purple.
Okay. 3 successes and 3 threats.
All right.
That sounds about right.
You find some native small game that you can catch for Master Crook. How do you plan on preparing this?
I'll ask the Jedi Master how he likes his game.
I prefer it cooked properly.
Could you be more specific about that? Because properly could mean a lot of things.
The species here must be cooked to a medium temperature. Otherwise, the parasites that live within them can be damaging to one's digestive system.
Okay. Medium it is.
Kukruk's digestive system is probably not great to begin with right now, right, Master?
That is true.
Let's avoid any issues while we're on the run. And I don't mean that as a pun. And I didn't mean that to rhyme.
All right. So, Quint, you're trying to make a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Bree, you're trying to procure a vehicle.
Yeah, Bree headed down the side of the mountain. The little motor pool depot thing was about a kilometer or so away, you said, right?
Sure.
Once she gets a little closer, she's going to start trying to be a little stealthy about it.
Okay. Make a hard stealth check.
Stealth. 5 successes.
Okay. You sneak your way down to the motor pool.
What are my options in this motor pool? I need something to carry a group of people, so I need either some sort of truck or an armored speeder or a vehicle. You know, an airborne vehicle would be great, too.
Okay. If I remember right, this wasn't the landing bay. This was just more of a speeder area.
Yep.
Okay. There's several different speeders. Sure, you can find something with all those successes that'll fit your needs.
Yeah, probably like a box type speeder, something enclosed, because it's very cold.
All right, you find yourself medium sized speeder that's enclosed.
All right, are the keys in it?
Sure.
Okay.
You rolled enough successes.
All right. Yeah. I check underneath the sun visor and the keys fall out, and I'm gonna grab it and start it up and then drive up the hill.
All right. There's still all sorts of alarms going off from the temple where everybody's being held prisoner. You can see some people are rushing out the front. There's lots of blaster fire, and you start seeing stormtroopers come rolling up to their posts. They have some nice sniping advantage points, and there's a battle going on.
Okay, steering away from the battle, and I'll key up my comm for Tazi. Tazi, I am en route with a vehicle. You should see a large box speeder approaching from your south.
This is Tazi.
Tazi, it's Bree.
This is Tazi. Go.
Tazi, never mind. I hang up and I text Tazi a message that's saying, on my way back with a speeder. Please be ready to get in when I get there.
Bree, you get a brief message back from Tazi. Why didn't you use the comm?
Go for Tazi.
Can you hear me this time?
Yeah, Bree, what's going on?
Yeah, I was attempting to tell you before, the first time I called, you didn't seem to be able to hear me.
These lava tubes, I think they're causing interference.
I guess that's possible. I'm approaching. I'll be there in about 30 seconds.
All right, I'll let the team know.
All right, look for a large box speeder.
Box speeder, got it.
Yes. See you in a minute.
Yep.
Bree's on her way back, everybody. Apparently, they found a box speeder. We should be able to get out of here relatively quickly. Everybody, pack up and get ready to go. You're going to have to take that rodent to go, Master.
He looks at Gwynth.
I appreciate the effort.
We're going to throw it out, aren't we? I mean, that's okay. No, it's fine.
All right, the speeder pulls up. A1 and D4 head towards the speeder.
Gwynth will throw the rodent over her shoulder and get into the speeder. Something will eat it.
Tazi will... did somebody help Master Kokrok up? Because if not, Tazi will do that.
Tazi helps him up. Thank
you.
I'm sorry. Sorry to push you, but we kind of got to go, Master. I'm sorry.
I will be okay. Thank you for your concern.
Bree moves over to the shotgun position, leaving the driver's seat for Tazi.
Where are we going? We're going back to the ship? We don't have a ship.
No, we don't, but...
Where's the rendezvous? We're going to the rendezvous, right?
Yeah.
A1 says to Tazi, we're supposed to just meet back at the warehouse.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I was distracted. Yeah, okay, well, everybody strap in. I will try to keep everything. I'll try to drive casual.
I'd suggest leaving directly away from the base for a while and then circle back. They're quite busy with the distractions still.
Oh, yeah, very good, very good. That's a good point, Bree. I'll do that.
And Tazi puts the speeder into gear and starts kind of driving away from the base at kind of a odd angle.
Okay. As you're driving through the snow, you notice, Tazi, there are TIE fighters heading towards the prison. They're in groups of three.
We kind of hear that noise, like the kind of buzz. Are they flying low?
Oh, yeah. They're low.
Well, we definitely got them riled up.
Well, a lot of people are going to die.
Those people are not us, and I'm happy about that part.
It's unfortunate, but I mean, we had to save Master Kokrok. I mean, we didn't have a choice. And even if we'd had a choice, I would have made the same decision.
No argument from me. We have more important things to do anyway.
I wasn't saying that to question what we did. I was just stating a fact.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a little on edge. I think maybe we all are. It wouldn't be surprising. Given things.
And Tazi says that and kind of goes quiet.
Yes. Well, just keep going.
Master Kokrok just says,
I believe they would like their end to be the way that it is, as they are now free.
That's also fair.
May I ask who helped you into the prison? Because no offense, but I cannot imagine that this group made it on their own.
I don't know if we should be offended.
I mean, he's not wrong. It's quite a major undertaking to sneak in, and sneaking is not really our forte. There's a Captain Aylbury is apparently quite good at smuggling people in and out of the prison.
Free hum!
We got in crates and dressed as staff.
Very well. I am grateful for your service and your attempts. I am very tired and... Do not mind. My body could use some rest.
Have you told the Jedi Master about the other Jedi Master and the spooky thing?
We haven't really had a lot of time to talk about that. We've been kind of on the run, and I thought maybe we would wait till we got somewhere a little safer to have that discussion, but
okay.
I guess now's as good a time as any.
I mean, we have a multi-hour trip in a speeder. I mean, it would... Something.
Master Kokrok, I hate to be the one to maybe tell you this, but unfortunately Master Reyes was executed. We weren't able to stop it.
I appreciate your attempts, and thank you for telling me the fate of my friend. It is the will of the Force. I am just relieved that you were able to free me, but saddened that my friend will be gone from our new mission.
He's I believe he is one with the Force now. I think that's how Corell used to say it.
Then he is at peace, which is what he had always wanted.
I'm sorry, Master. You should get some rest. We'll let you rest.
He closes his eyes, leans back in the seat, and in a very few short minutes, you hear the deep breathing and light snoring of sleep.
So this is a multi-hour trip. Do we have any problems on the way, Chris?
Yep. Tazi, start off with a planetary piloting check. I'll start off with a hard check because the terrain's pretty rough.
Are there any black dice?
Yes, I was going to say there's two because it's starting to snow and the wind is picking up.
I believe I can negate two black dice. All right, that is not a triumph. So one success and it looks like one threat.
Perfect. So you manage to avoid the natural terrain and obstacles. There are several TIE fighter patrols that keep coming through, more than you've seen before. Your threat is you seem to have drawn the attention of one.
Mm.
And it is flying low, and you can tell that it's starting to scan the speeder. How would you guys like to deal with that?
We're about to get dinged, everybody.
Am I remembering correctly that they have no shields?
Correct.
Standard TIE fighters do not have shields.
Correct.
Chris, Bree's going to draw one of her pistols and look over at Tazi. Please keep the vehicle steady for a moment. And kind of stick her head out to look up at the TIE fighter. And once it gets within medium range, she's going to start shooting at it.
Okay. It's in medium range.
Okay. Then I will take a shot at it. Do I take any black dice?
First, Tazi, roll another planetary piloting check to keep the speeder here moving.
Same difficulty level?
Yep.
Again, three green, two yellow, three purple, and no black dice because I'm a good pilot. I have one success, one threat.
Okay, so we'll use that threat where you get a black die.
Okay.
And it's an easy check because of the silhouette difference, so it's just a one purple.
I'm going to take a second to do true aim as my maneuver.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The black die and the purple die really hate me. But two successes and three advantages.
Okay.
So it's going to be 13 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my advantages to trigger a critical hit.
Okay.
That'll go on the ship chart.
Yep, I got it in front of me. Go ahead and
72.
Roll your percentage.
Do I have lethal blows? I have two ranks of lethal blows, so 92.
Engine damage. Max speed reduced by one.
Quint would also like to shoot it.
All right, fire away.
Okay, with I'm also going to use true aim, and you said it's one easy?
And one black die.
And one black die. I got three successes and three advantages.
All right, what's your damage?
I think Quint leans out the other side opposite from Bree and just also unleashes. The damage is 12, and I have... Oh, my critical is three advantages, so I can also call for a crit.
All right.
And you get plus 10 because it's the second crit on the vehicle.
All right. That's 21.
All right. You have knocked it off course. So we see the couple shots ring out. They managed to hit exactly where they needed to cause some issues with the engines. The ship veers off course slightly. Just a quick piloting check. The TIE veers off course. You see it correct itself just before it hits one of the mountains, and it takes off over the head, and it's heading in a different direction. Some smoke coming off of one of its wings.
So does it fly back over us?
Nope. Seems to be heading in a different direction.
Okay. We shot the cock out of it, and it's taking off, but let's keep our eyes open, because I'm sure it's going to call for reinforcements.
Should we change course?
Yeah, we're changing course. We're going to have to ditch this speeder. How much further do we have?
You're the driver.
A1, how much further do we have?
We probably have about another day and a half, and there's not much, if anything, between here and there. There was just a few, like, hunters' establishments, little outposts, but they're only occupied when they needed to.
Well, we're going to have to figure something out. We can't continue in this speeder for very much longer. We've been made. They will send a larger detachment, and we will not make it.
Well, I don't think we have any other choice. Did you get Captain Aylbury's, like, comm signal? Can we call and get a pickup?
I thought Quint had.
Yeah.
See if we can get a pickup somewhere out here.
I mean, at this point, that's the only way this is going to work. We've been made. We're going to get targeted again. That tie is going to go back. They're going to send another squad out. We're not going to have a chance.
I think while the two of them have been arguing, Quinth has been dialing.
Okay.
Quinth is calling Captain Freehum.
All right. The comm answers.
Yes. We're a little occupied. What can I do for you?
We have an Imperial presence on our tail, and we are quite far away from any sort of thing. Is there any way we could get a pickup?
That will be tough. I lost a few of my crew in the little scrum back there, but we'll see what we can do. Please send me your coordinates.
So, yeah, Quinth will text over the coordinates.
Okay. A couple minutes later, Tazi, you see a large TL-1800 light freighter that you guys came in on. Coming in, swooping down over one of the mountains, heading towards the path that you guys are following.
Does it look like it's landing, or does it look like I'm making a...
barn swallow?
Is it hovering, and I'm making a... yeah.
It seems to be opening up one of its landing bays.
All right.
And it's hovering several meters off the ground, but if you hit the ground just right, you can pop that speeder right up and in there. So you get to make another piloting check.
Tazi will kind of yell over his shoulder, "Everybody hold on, this one's going to be rough."
All right.
Quinth will strap back in and also hold on to the Jedi Master, because he was sleeping at least, so he may not have been buckled in.
Difficulty on this one again, Chris?
Tazi, as you're kind of lining up, you feel a very large hand rest on your shoulder. And you hear crook.
"We have faith in you, my friend."
And you get just kind of a little bit of a calm that overcomes you. You're going to get to add one success to your role.
I feel like this is familiar.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this is certainly something that Tazi has felt before in the presence of Corell. And Tazi's face softens ever so slightly when Kukrug lays their hand on him and kind of passes this energy through.
All right.
This is a formidable check. So it's 4 purple. And you're going to add 3 black dice from all the environmental stuff with the...
Okay, I will negate 2 of them with my piloting skills, and I will leave myself 1. The only reason this works, is Kukruk's success, Kukruk's assistance. Tazi throttles down the speeder to get it to hitch briefly and then jams the throttle forward, and the front end of the speeder bucks slightly. You can hear the repulsors kind of squeal and kind of strain as the front end of the speeder lifts up off the ground an extra 3 meters. And the speeder launches forward almost sideways into the landing bay. The speeder slides into the landing bay, continues moving sideways, and stops dead when the speeder actually jams between the two walls.
That works.
There's a screeching noise and then a thunk. And the speeder just stops dead and is now stuck in the landing bay.
Right.
I think, nailed it.
You certainly did. We're on board. Whoever needs to know, let's go.
Pretty sure they figured that out.
Quinth gives a big sigh of relief and claps Tazi on the shoulder. Thanks for not killing us.
Well, actually, I think you owe the master some thanks too. I got a little help.
Okay.
I did what I could.
Well, thanks for whoever did whatever, but we are now here. Tazi, I've noticed one slight problem, though.
Just one?
You've wedged us into this cargo bay, and we are still 3 meters off the ground.
It's not that far of a fall.
I mean, any landing you can hop, skip, and jump away from.
I guess that's true. And Bria will open her door and slide, kind of hang from the door frame, and then drop to the ground.
All right. Everybody piles out.
Can somebody help the master out, please? It's a little bit of a drop.
He drops down. He's all right. You feel the ship start to pick back up and head up into the atmosphere. And the landing ramp is closing. And you hear over the comm,
"Now that you're on board, it's time for you to get to work. I need 2 of you on the guns and 1 of you in the piloting area. Chop, chop."
I wonder which one of us are going to have to go on the guns.
I think I'm going to go to the piloting area if everybody's okay with that.
It seems incredibly obvious. That. Why are you even asking the question, Quinth?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I called it.
Bree runs.
So I'm calling dibs on the piloting. I'm calling dibs.
Maybe if you go and try running and doing the piloting instead of just sitting there talking about it.
A1 heads with Tazi towards the cockpit.
Come on, little buddy. Sounds like they need us.
I guess D4, you're with me. Master Crook, are you going to be okay?
I will find my way to the cockpit.
Cool.
It is a large ship, but it is fairly obvious where to go. Thank you.
Yep. If there's anything that's pretty obvious, it's where the cockpit is.
He nods his head and starts walking that way. D4 looks around.
I am not sure I will be much use watching you shoot. Perhaps I will see if they have any wounded.
Oh, that's probably a better idea.
As A1 and Tazi are moving away, Tazi will yell over his shoulder,
D4, get to the med bay. They could probably use an extra couple sets of manipulators.
You see 4 thumbs up as he's walking that way.
And Quint will find her way to the other guns, I guess.
All right. Quint and Bree head towards guns. Tazi, you get to the bridge, and Captain Aylbry is kind of frantic. She's the only one on the bridge trying to pilot.
Oh, Captain, it's fine. I'll take a seat. Would you like me to co-pilot, or would you like me to pilot?
I am not a pilot.
Okay, then I will pilot.
I'm a captain.
I'll pilot. You tell me what to do. I'm happy to take orders. I will fly the ship. You captain. How about that?
Very well. We have 3 incoming TIE fighters. Do your best to avoid them. And she runs her hand on the control panel. Try not to let my baby get hurt.
I can't make any promises, but I'll do my best.
Okay. You sit down and start working the controls. This ship is not built for speed. It's definitely not built for handling. It's literally like flying a giant cardboard box. Doesn't handle very well, and it's slow.
All right, A1, I'm going to need a hand. I need you to plug in. I'm going to need every little bit of power you can get out of this thing. Can you give me a hand there, bud?
Yep, will do. And he clicks in and starts spinning into the computer system. Yeah, you're at top speed now. Just try not to hit anything. Let's roll some initiative.
2 successes, 2 advantages, and 1 triumph.
3 successes, 1 advantage, and 1 triumph.
3 successes, 2 advantages.
All right, PC1. Who would like to go first?
I think Tazi should, because he's doing the fly thing.
Yeah.
Let's do stay on target.
Okay. All right. All checks from the vehicle upgrade the ability of the dice pool once. It also makes it 1 easier for you to be hit, though. All right. Next PC.
I would like to shoot one of the TIE fighters, please.
All right. 3 purple. So they're coming in.
And I'm going to...
They're coming in as a group.
They're coming in hot.
Coming in as a group, yep.
I'm going to true aim, which is great. That'll give me 3 green...
You're going to upgrade one of those for the stay on target, and then upgrade another one for true aim.
I had 2 yellow, 1 green. So with true aim, that becomes 3 yellow. And then with Tazi's extra, that becomes 3 yellow and 1 green.
Correct. Against 3 purple.
Against 3 purple. 1 success and 3 advantages.
All right. Medium laser. So it's 6 is the base damage.
Then 6. Unless I can...
Okay.
Bring in a critical with 3 advantages.
You can.
Cool. So I need to roll for that. Ooh, 85.
Shields are down.
They have no shields.
Dang.
They're definitely Dang down, it. Though.
Yeah.
It does say if the ship or vehicle is without defense, it suffers 4 system strain. So it would take 4 extra system strain. So with that, one of the TIE fighters blows up.
I did it!
The other 2 are flying in. And the ship has 2 defense. 2 TIE fighters come in, and they fire into the side of the ship that you're on. Take some damage. There's some explosions. Next PC.
Bree is going to open fire at one of the ones that are coming by. Is it now short range?
It's still 3 purple. It's the difference in silhouettes, and you are 2 silhouettes bigger.
I'm going to do true aim, and then I get the bonus from Tazi, right?
Yes.
Let's grab all my dice. Bree flips a couple switches in her gunnery pod. Tazi, you see like a power draw going to one of the guns? Because I got 6 successes and 4 threats.
A1, A1, you got to regulate that. It's a heavy draw.
I got it.
12 damage.
Okay, and how many threats?
4.
Okay, another one blows up. Back to the top, PC1.
There's 1 tie left?
Yep.
Tazi's going to do evasive maneuvers.
Okay, create the difficulty of all attacks made against the vehicle. All right, next PC. There's 1 left.
So I will aim again, but I'm going to lose the green because I don't have Tazi's extra thing, which is not a problem. A single failure.
All right.
So Quinth feels pretty good about knocking one of the TIE fighters off, and I think she gets the last one lined up, and she goes to fire, but it doesn't fire.
All right. Guns are jammed. Perfect. It comes flying in. The TIE comes in and makes another pass and hits the ship another time. Tazi, you can tell that the ship has taken quite a bit of damage, and Captain Aylbry is not happy. You hear her frantically pacing in the back, gripping the chair behind you. Please fly better. Next PC.
Bree's going to take a shot at the TIE fighter as it whizzes by.
All right. So you're going to have one red and two purple.
Whatever A1 did with regulating the power flow, the system takes a point of strain, but I got four successes and a triumph.
Nice.
Like, the thing flies by, Bree tracks with the guns, and there's just, like, this beam of light that impales it, and it just explodes.
A1 rolls away from Tazi. Wow. It was that roll earlier. A1 got two triumphs, three successes, and an advantage on his mechanics check, so he manages to repair some of the hull and system strain as he's working away, and...
Good job, little buddy.
Captain says, well, hopefully our jammer worked and they don't know what our ship looks like. And they're still looking for your speeder.
I mean, honestly, they could just tell they could tell whoever's looking for it that it looks like a cargo container with two engines strapped to it. That's what this thing handles like.
She stops for a moment, kind of glares at you. The Slowpoke has been my ship for years, and it has served me well.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the name of the ship. I apologize that, clearly, it does exactly what it's intended to do.
Nobody would suspect this.
No.
To be a...
No, not a single Imperial officer would suspect that this ship was capable of anything. You are absolutely right.
Farewell. She walks over and types in some coordinates. Just take us here, please.
Oh, of course, of course. And again, I said, not a scratch.
Yes, the gaping holes didn't leave any scratches at all. You're right. And she walks over to where A1 is and kind of rubs the top of his dome and says, please continue. He turns his dome and looks at her, thank you. Then he looks over at Tazi for a second, and then he keeps doing mechanical stuff.
Tazi will get on the comms.
Looks like that's it, everybody. You can choose to stay on the guns if you want. We may get some more company, but supposedly there's a jammer that should be keeping everybody under wraps. So, again, we're up in the cockpit if you want to come say hello to the captain and tell them how great the Slowpoke is.
Is that this ship?
Yes, the ship is called the Slowpoke.
Huh.
It is a very unsuspecting rebel vessel.
I probably would have gone with Slow King. Okay, I'm coming up.
Bree walks onto the bridge a minute later. Well, good flying again, Tazi. We seem to have escaped again, even in a slow vehicle such as this.
Just we want to make sure that we're thanking the captain for the use of this wonderful vessel, the Slowpoke. Everyone does love a Slowpoke.
Oh, I'm not casting aspersions on this ship at all, by any means. It did exactly what it needed to do. It got us in, and then it got us out. I don't care if it's a slow poke or a fast poke or whatever. It did its job. Now we need to go somewhere so we can go do our jobs.
We see the ship fly over all the icy mountains, and you land at a small outpost outside of the city, actually on the opposite side of where you guys were at to start.
Should we be leaving and heading into hyperspace?
As you land, Captain Aylbry comes up. Oh, we are here, Master. And she bows to Kukruk, and he bows back. I believe that you want to stay here and help your people. And Kukruk goes,
I do. Thank you for your assistance.
And then she turns and looks at you guys. And what are your plans?
I need a ship to go and hunt someone and kill them.
Very well.
Well, we have somebody to find, Bree.
Who do we have to find?
Remember?
We found the Jedi Master. It's this tall person here.
Mm-hmm. Remember where why we first came here? To find a person that we knew only by an alias?
The fox. We're looking for the fox, right?
Why don't you do that? I'm going to go get vengeance for Zahn. Because that's more important to me than any sort of random stranger who might be able to heal us because of something some crazy person said.
All right.
I thought the mission was important to Mandalorians. I guess I was wrong.
Hey, no.
Vengeance is important to this Mandalorian. They took Zon away from me, from us. This will not stand, I have sworn. If you wish to continue looking for this fox, we shall part ways here. You are paid up.
I don't think I have ever been angrier in my entire life than I am right now.
Well, congratulations. You have that going for you. Captain Aylbury, may I hire you to take me off planet?
Hold on, Bree. Gwynth, you're right. We have a mission. We have to find the fox. But I think you'd agree that if the situations were reversed, Zon would want to find justice for you, right?
But the situations aren't reversed. You think you feel more than I do, Bree? You've knew Zon for a minute. She was practically my daughter. So if you want to roll off on your own, you go ahead. But we have a much better chance if we stick together.
Zon meant more to me than anything I have known in many years. I did not equate my grief with yours, nor was I planning on it. However, I have sworn an oath to find her killer and exact revenge on them. I am not going to wait another moment that I do not have to. We are going to rescue the Master. That is done. If you wish to find other reasons to procrastinate and not face what is right in front of you head on, you may do so by all means. It has been a pleasure working with all of you, and I will hope to see you again someday.
You young, selfish thing.
Kukruk looks over at the crew.
Going down a path of vengeance is not a wise one. It can only lead to more death, heartache, and sorrow. Perhaps you should take a few moments and center yourself, understand your feelings, and control them.
I am very much in control of my feelings, Master Kukruk. It is what allows me to think clearly. And yes, this path will lead me towards more violence and more bloodshed, and someone will experience heartache, but it shall not be me. There is no heart left to ache anymore.
We are talking about our galaxy, working with Spinet, trying to help people overcome this new Imperial force. And I hate to tell you this, but that is more important than vengeance.
To you, perhaps, but as been said before, I am a mercenary. I go where the job is, and my job is one to myself for once.
Kukruk says,
I hope that on your mission and your journey, you will learn the errors of giving in to your emotions like this. It will only lead to more suffering for others besides yourself.
I'm counting on that.
I do not mean the suffering of your enemies. I mean the suffering of innocence.
Bree just shrugs her shoulders.
Tazi will step up to Bree, and then from over his shoulder, Tazi will pull his carbine.
I know you lost your rifle on the ship. Take this. It's converts. It's a carbine. It can be a long rifle. I've never been really good with it anyway. I'm more of a pistol guy myself. So. Good luck. I wish we could come with you.
Bree takes it with her left hand and with her right hand claps you on the shoulder. It's like,
you are a good... I'm glad to have known you, Tazi. You are an excellent pilot. And yes, a very stalwart hand with a gun.
When we finish this...
And Tazi kind of makes a motion with his hand, like a circular motion with his hand.
When we finish this, we will touch base. We will reach out. If you are still on the hunt, we will meet you. I will meet you.
Very well. You have my code, and this will take some time, but it will get done. You have my word.
And she looks down at A1.
I have to say, you're unique, A1. You are probably the most frustrating and non-serious-minded droid I've ever met, and it's quite refreshing. Keep on doing what you're doing.
A1 just looks at Bree. Thank you. Good luck.
D4, you are a very strange droid, but I think you're trying to help, so thank you for the money.
You're welcome.
Captain Elbry, I will definitely take passage on your ship if you don't mind.
She looks at you, then looks at Quint, then looks back at you, and looks at Quint. Are you serious? Look at my ship.
Well, it's slow, but it's very serviceable.
Yes, and ever since I've met you, it's been, well... She takes a deep breath. I will drop you off at the first starport we're going to, and then you...
Perfectly acceptable.
Captain, if I can just step in and make mention for a moment. Our companion, Bree, is a very well-paid mercenary.
I understand your implications, but I am very wealthy myself. I am more concerned about the cause we are all fighting for.
I would then...
If I had more time, I would teach you subtlety and
perhaps discuss
your plans out in the open.
We're plenty subtle. Right? We're subtle. We're very, very subtle.
They have learned not to discuss assassination in public.
As subtle as a Star Destroyer.
Captain, were I a younger Bothan, I would ask you to marry me.
I'm flattered, but no.
No, Quint, we've talked about this. Age is nothing but a number.
No, I mean, I dove into things headlong when I was younger that I do not do anymore. So it was not about the difference in our ages as much as the difference in my personality.
Oh, okay.
So Quint will turn to face Bree. If you find them before us, don't leave anything on the table.
You have my word.
With that, Captain Elbry. Okay, well, we are here. It is time for you and the rest to depart. So we can depart before more TIE fighters show up. I think that most of my crew has been healed as much as they can. We need to depart before we have to have more combat. Quickly.
I know that feeling.
It was nice meeting you. Nice meeting you. Nice meeting you. Nice meeting you.
Thank you, Captain, and sorry about the cargo bay.
I don't even want to know. Please, go.
We deeply appreciate your help, Captain.
You are welcome. And at that, A1's rolling out, and he's kind of pushing against Tazi. At the same time, D4 is gently pushing Quint.
Yeah. Quint is going.
Master Kirkrook is the last one to stand up, and he bows to Captain Elbry.
I appreciate everything you have done. I will try to discuss with them subtlety and when is appropriate to discuss a plan and when is not.
Pretty much, they should never discuss the plan unless they are alone.
But that is my burden. You have your own.
And he looks towards Bree.
I do hope that you find what you're looking for and what you need in your existence.
Good luck, Master Kirkrook.
And to you.
And he bows and heads out. And we see the crew watch as the big lumbering freighter leaves. And the crew's standing there. And you're in a small little outpost. As the ship takes off, Kirkrook turns and looks at you. He actually puts his hands behind his back. He leans down to Quint.
You are looking for the fox?
Yeah.
You are in luck. They are a friend of mine. Shall we?
Kukruk leads you guys into a small building. He comes over. And it's a hunting shack. So there's lots of furs on the walls. And he goes over and he moves some away. And he puts his hand on one of the walls. And you see him slide it to the right. And then diagonally down towards his left. And then back to the right. And pushes. And you hear a click as the door slides open.
Please.
And he motions as there's a set of stairs going down.
After you.
Okay, sure. I like going into dark basements. I like being first into dark basements. That's fun for me.
You can send D4 first if you don't want to go first.
Tazi will start walking down the stairs.
All right. A1 and D4 follow Tazi.
Quint, too.
Kirk follows you, and you hear the door slide shut behind.
Careful, low bridge. Low bridge, watch your heads.
For Tazi and Kirkrook, they have to duck their heads. Everybody else, it's fine. And you go down into a tunnel that leads underneath the ground, and eventually it opens up into a little meeting room. And on the opposite side of the meeting room, there's a heavily cloaked figure, and Kirkrook steps in the room.
Your guests have arrived, as you have foreseen.
and the figure slowly turns around.
It's about time you got back here, Tazi. I mean, I've been waiting for you for 3 weeks.
You've got to be criffing kidding me.
All you hear is the sound of A1's wheels as he streaks across the room and slams his dome into the figure.
Hey, A1, hi. I just talked to you. Hi. Okay, please stop. Stop pushing. That's very uncomfortable. I got you. Hi.
There's a beat and then one more. And Tazi follows suit, almost catching up to the back of A1 as A1 slams into Corel. And Tazi's arms go wide, and then moments later, there is a second impact as Tazi's tall, lanky form wraps himself around the cloaked figure.
And Corel staggers back, actually using the force to keep herself upright, and just starts laughing and wraps her arms around Tazi and A1.
You're back.
Told you. Can't get rid of me that easy.
Where's my ship?
Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and LucasBooks. You can follow the crew on Twitter at RedemptionPod and Instagram at RedemptionPodcast, or check out our website at RedemptionPodcast.com. If you're enjoying our adventures, please leave a 5-star review for us in iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice. Support the show by becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/redemption. Patreons get outtakes, help create NPCs for us, and get to play with us on occasion as well. Thank you for listening.